slow trade deadline, but we will talk about that, talk about the direction of the team, talk about the Jets again. Got a lot to talk about. What is up, Dolphin fans? You boys back after a very busy Friday. And of course, it's the day that Chris Greer ends up getting fired. I've watched the show, though. You guys killed it. So kudos to you three. But let's real quick shout out our sponsors, starting with Brunt. It's getting cold up in Jersey. And if you're up in the Northeast, you want to grab yourself some cold winter gear, use Brunt. But even if you're down in Florida, you work in construction, you just like nice looking clothes, grab yourself some Brunt. You get $10 off using the promo code HMA. Also, SeatGeek. The Miami Dolphins are playing home against Buffalo.
Gonna be a lot of Bills fans, I'm telling you.
Yeah, if you want to, you know, check out
support your team. Please say it.
You mean don't sell your tickets to the Buffalo Bills fans?
Might as well. Use the promo code FANS to get $20 off your first SeatGeek order. Go check them out. Fantastic app. Or if you, hey, maybe this weekend you don't want to go to the Dolphins game and you want to go to a festival or a concert or the museum, use SeatGeek.
Or you could buy the tickets.
If you're Bills Mafia and you want to buy Dolphins tickets, make sure you buy on the Dolphin side so you don't sit and bake in the sun. Okay?
Yeah. 1 o'clock. And yeah, it's November.
You don't want to sit on your side.
It's still hot. And then finally,
if you're a Dolphins fan, buy the ticket and sell it to a Bills fan.
There you go. There you go. Get that cash. Check out Sleeper. Fantastic fantasy app. Use the promo code HMA. You get $100 matched up to 100%. I think I said that backwards. $100 matched up. Go check them out. Fantastic app. We use them every Friday talking about the overs and unders. As well as you could see in that bottom left corner, we are available on Spotify and Apple. Go check us out. Give us a 5-star rating. And did you like that? Or you just like faded back in from the background. And if you want to become a member, you hit the join button next to the subscribe button. You get fantastic perks as well as our beautiful faces. You get your name at the end. You can shout out how long you've been a member. We'll answer your questions. So let's jump into this. Dolphins we're going to start with, did the Dolphins make the right
did what?
I missed the day and I'm rusty. Nice. I want to actually start with the fact that they didn't do, I guess, what some thought they were going to do with Bradley Chubb.
Bradley Chubb, yeah. Everybody thought they were going to be.
Yeah, everyone thought Bradley Chubb was going to get moved. They moved Jalen Phillips, got a third, which was nice. It sucks because I know for a fact he's going to kill it with Philly, just like he killed it in 2023 under Vic Fangio.
If he stays
healthy. Team 6.5 sacks, you don't think that's killing it?
If he stays healthy.
Yeah, he was off to a great start in 2023 once he got healthy. But are we sure he's going to kill it? Really? Okay.
I think by the end of the season, how many more games have we got left? We're at 9.
Philly's got 9 left. They've had their bye.
8 or 9. I think he'll have, by the end of the season, I think he'll have like 6 to 7 sacks. I think
he's got 3 now. So you're counting on 3 or 4 more in the last 9 games?
Yeah.
Well, he's got 3 and 9 games now. So.
No, I'm talking about just with Philly. I think he'll get 6
more sacks with Philly in 9 games.
Well, that's about a $60 million player right there. I'm going with 4 from Philly.
I think he's going to kill it. But they didn't move on. With
7.
You going with 7 total or 7 with Philly?
7 with Philly.
7 and 9?
Okay.
That's a lot.
A lot.
He'll have a total of double digits.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I'm a fan of Jalen Phillips. As I have told you guys, I felt like he was the Dolphins' best defender on this team. While the productivity might not have looked like it, mm-hmm. he was the linebacker who could do the most, probably had the best quick twitch, at top athleticism. And I think he's going to be perfectly suited with what Philadelphia does. Jalen Carter and those interior defensive linemen are going to push the pocket, and the quarterback's going to be right in the lane Jalen Phillips was usually over pursuing. And he don't have to like turn the corner and run into him. The quarterback. Yeah, he'll be right there.
Can he bring him down though? Can he bring him down? Oops, too soon. Too soon.
We'll see. We'll see. But like I said, you know, I went back and I looked under Weaver. You know, 27th in sacks last year. The team now they're at 22nd this year. Under Vic Fangio, they were third in sacks. So it's like, you know. What he's doing.
Third in sacks, but hold on. That was a lot of coverage. That was a lot of coverage leading on a lot of the
coverage. But if you look at us this year, is coverage really the problem this year?
It's not a, it's
not great.
Not a benefit either. There's no strong area of the defense. So, and you, when you can't stop the run, you can't put yourself in position to pass rush. When you don't put yourself in position to pass rush, you're not going to get turnovers. This has been lectured to me from player to player to player. Like,
it's true. So no Minka, no Chubb, no one else. We changed.
You mean Minka and Chubb are still here?
Yeah, meaning we didn't trade them. No trade for these two gentlemen.
Can I make a point about Minka that I don't think is that nobody's brought up about why maybe you don't trade Minka? Because I understand the pros for trading Minka. Dolphins gave him like a $16 million signing bonus after the trade. They're just going to eat that.
Yeah,
Omar's going like that. This, by the way, Omar
just gives away money all the time.
Correct, but you pushed back again. Who was it that I made the point that maybe when Dolphins wouldn't make a move because of the signing bonus, and you were like, no, you were like arguing against the fact that the Dolphins would not be. You were saying the Dolphins would not want to eat signing bonus money, but now you're saying that they would with Minka. $16 million they gave him this.
Here's what I'm saying.
Go ahead. What are you saying?
Steve Ross is obviously at the point where he's willing to pay $5.5 million or five and change just to improve a draft pick around. So right. If he's willing to do that, he'll eat $6, $7, $8 million. And while I do not agree with the practice, I do not agree with the fiscal irresponsibility. Yes, it's not going to cost you cap money wise. But when you don't, well, he's always going to have money. But when you struggle to make offers with big signing bonus money because you're not as liquid as you possibly could be, and obviously I'm talking about Steve Ross, and that's not going to be a reality. But continuing, and then also when teams do these trades on your part, now everybody wants $7 million from you. Pittsburgh gets $7 million. Tennessee gets $7 million. Everybody gets $7 million. Like, come on, man.
Let me piggyback off of that with Stephen Ross, because he's done it. That's Stephen Ross's MO, right? I want to win. So what do I need to do to win? Hey, we need cap space. I will open my checkbook, except for this year, and I will put things into signing bonuses to give us cap space. What is stopping him? Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen or it should, but what's stopping him from doing that with Tua's contract to be able to trade him?
The cap that you're only allowed to do $7 million, by the way,
in signing bonus.
In what you pay another
how team. Much you pay.
No, how I'm talking convert to his whatever into signing bonuses.
Because that would make him. It even more burdensome to trade him.
What's a dead cap on the back end?
Cap on the back end. It's the contract is what the contract is. Unless you want to swap for Kyler Murray or New Orleans, get New Orleans is absolutely just desperate for Tua and in love with Tua, which is a possibility. He's yours. How do you know it's a not a possibility?
Living in fantasy land.
Who is a left-handed quarterback that was just like Tua at
Boise State? I ain't even talking about him.
And where? With the Saints?
At Boise State.
Kellen Moore. That doesn't mean he wants to trade for Tua. Jesus. No.
He was a better version of him.
Is he, though? Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, he is, actually. Nobody's trading for Tua.
You TD in it right now. You are really.
I'm not arguing with Omar today. I'm not arguing with Omar today. Everything's Tua's fault.
So let's move off of that, right? Obviously, the Dolphins didn't make more trades. And a lot of people, and I'm seeing it on Twitter, oh my God, why are they just sitting back and doing nothing? It's not about sitting back and doing nothing. If no one is offering what they want for these players, they're just going to be like, all right, we'll keep them. You know, they also can trade them when the season's over. Like, guys, you have a period of time before free agency. You could trade these players. It's not like, oh, we're done. We're never going to get draft picks for these players. Let's take a breath and let's think.
You can do it before the draft.
Exactly. You could. We have Minka under contract. We have Bradley Chubb under contract. Like, we have all of these guys
under contract.
No, he'll be cut. But anyway,
here's the other factor also. And this is what the Dolphins do. The Dolphins are going to look at their record. Yes, we're 2-7. We got blown out, played like ass, booty cheeks, whatever you want to call it, in three games. But there are three games there that we easily could have won that we lost. So instead of 2-7, we're really not that far from – oh, Mark.
I know what you're doing. I hear it. I understand it.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
Okay, the Dolphins are going to be
5-5.
Correct. We're that close to being 5-6. Do we really need to blow the whole thing up? Let's see what we can produce with this current squad, and maybe those games that were close losses early in the year will be close wins later on in the year, and we make a little run in terms of having a better record down the stretch, and then we don't have to blow it all up, tweaks here and there in the offseason, and boom, we can compete again next year. I'm just saying this is a school of thought that I wouldn't put past the Dolphins.
Let me ask you guys, Alan and Omar, I just really quickly want a quick update if you have one on Chop. Being that Phillips is not with the team, is he in concussion protocol?
He is in concussion protocol, but he has a chance to come out of it.
Okay.
This week because of the extra Thursday night game. Mm. Now, Mike McDaniel has never played a player a week after he suffered a concussion. So
is that because of Tua? Be honest.
No, that's just because Mike's ultra cautious when it comes to injuries.
But that's like you mentioned, though, Omar, that's 10 days. It's technically a little more in a week. We'll know more on Wednesday if he's not practicing, I think, then
maybe. Because that's what I'm really interested to see, him getting more snaps without Phillips here. Can he start to get in a groove? And it's going to be interesting.
Hold on. When you say that, and I hear what you're saying, because mm-hmm. we're all totally invested in the young players and mm-hmm. letting them play and get better and do their thing. Who's going to drop back in coverage? And also, who's going to set the edge when Chop's on the field?
He's going to have to.
Okay.
Hey, man, we lose. It's a win-win. You beat Buffalo? Woo, we beat Buffalo. You lose to Buffalo? Closer to getting a better pick. So at this point.
You know what the Jets are doing.
We'll talk about that.
And they're doing it right.
I got a cold hard fact.
Oh, for selling all your best players except for one?
Are they
a cold hard fact? Let's go to that. We'll switch it. Let's go to the Jets right now since it's brought up, right? Jets traded three players. They traded Carter to Philly. Mm-hmm. They traded Quinnen to Dallas, and they traded Sauce to Indy. Now they have three first round picks in the next two drafts. And people are already out here, you know, talking about, look what the Jets are doing. Oh, they're doing some fantastic things. And, you know, I've seen people saying you got the Buffalo Bills that are the juggernauts. You got the Patriots who are now doing really well. And you have the Jets who are now stacked with draft picks. Do we forget that they are the New York Jets? Like, do we forget that they've done this before and they're now doing it again? Like,
and their starting quarterback is now they've got a starting quarterback with the Raiders, a starting quarterback with the Seahawks. Any other starting quarterbacks for the Jets that are out there?
Dolphins. He's with now. We got one with the Dolphins.
No, that ain't.
Those are all, by the way, three top five picks at quarterback, like in their past 15 years, whatever. Mark Sanchez, Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold. Not exactly a brilliant track record, although Darnold right this year is
so like, and I don't mean to like crap on the Jets because if you're a Jets fan, this is 100% because I live here and I got to hear it on 101.9. The more like, oh, it's the Jets. They're going to do, you had Aaron Rodgers. When they got Aaron Rodgers, it was, oh, we got Aaron Rodgers. Look what we're going to do. Nothing. Oh, we got Aaron Glenn and Justin Fields. Look what we're going to do. Yeah, nothing. It's nothing. Now, if this was the Patriots doing it, maybe I'd be a little worried. Or Buffalo doing it, maybe I'd be, but it's the Jets. So
you, You know what I have find interesting? And I was never really a Drake May believer like this guy here. See?
You should have been.
You should have been. Exactly. By the way, yeah, welcome to the club.
Still not.
Oh, please.
Come on. Let me. I need to see more. Okay.
I'm with you. Win the MVP. Is that what you need?
I'm with you.
But you know, I'm a Mike Vrabel believer. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, yes. I'm a believer in their front office, which features Alonzo Highsmith as their number two. Mm. They have a good front office, a good head coach, a young developmental quarterback, and now sit at the top of the AFC East. What the hell did they do right that the Dolphins have done?
Drake May, Mike Vrabel.
Don't make me walk off.
So I'm just asking a question here.
So like, is your answer?
I want the answer.
Drake May, Mike Vrabel.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you guys a question. I'm probably gonna get some flack for it, and I'm fully expecting the brunt of Alan and TD coming after me for saying this. It normally happens. Oh God, with the eye roll. I'm waiting for it. What is the difference between the 2023 Miami Dolphins and the 2025 New England Patriots?
A healthy quarterback who knows how to improvise and extend plays and maximize his team with less
minus
talent.
Who have the Patriots beaten?
Buffalo Bills. The last time Dolphins did that.
Okay, so they beat one winning team.
One more than the Dolphins.
Dolphins never could do.
2023, they beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're right. You got me, Doug. Oh, my God.
I knew it. They're the 2023 Miami Dolphins. The Falcons, the Browns, the Titans, the Saints, the Raiders.
How did they beat them, Doug? How did they beat the Buffalo Bills?
But here's the thing. You guys want to come on here, and when the Dolphins do it, say they're bad teams. This is this and that.
Doug, you're trying to say one team versus another. Are you going to sit here and tell me New England's roster is as good as the Dolphins' roster was that year? No, sir.
New England?
No, sir. Not even close. So Drake May does more with less. That's why.
Why's it got to be Drake May? What
because it is him. Because he's been carrying two.
Doug, here's the difference. It's the first year under the partnership of Vrabel and Drake May, whereas the Dolphins in 2023, it was the second year with the partnership of McDaniel and Tua, where the pattern already had been established that they couldn't hang with the big boys.
All I'm saying is I'm not here to hate on the Patriots, and I've said this when I've made my picks every Wednesday. You play who's in front of you, right? And they're doing that, and they're taking care of business.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But I'm not sitting here buying into it yet. Now, I could change my tune. They win a playoff game. All of a sudden, I'm like, all right, yeah, totally. But just like Omar said, let's pump the brakes a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
As far as what?
Let's see how they perform in November, December.
Sure.
It's early.
Sure.
Dolphins will win seven games. We don't know. I mean, it's not likely, but it could happen.
I hope not. don't waste my time.
Dolphins could win seven games. Is that what you're saying? Dolphins could win seven games. Absolutely. New Orleans, the Jets. What's the other crappy team they got? Washington minus eight.
They're gonna. I was about to say that, TD. They're gonna lose to the Jets.
New Orleans, the Jets.
Cincinnati. If Burrow's not back, you can't play.
Man, Allen, we don't have hope no more.
Dude, I'm not talking about like hope to go anywhere, but Omar mentions
seven
wins, and I'm like,
five out of eight.
Seven.
We'll see. Speaking of the Bills, we play the Bills. We'll go more in depth with the Bills on Friday, but playing the Bills at home, 1 o'clock. You know, Bills the measuring stick. Let me ask you a better question.
Yes.
Do they have – well, that's what the topic says. Bill's game serves as a measuring stick. For what? Have a chance?
For where they are as a team, have they quit on Mike McDaniel?
Yeah.
Is Tua and this offensive line just hot garbage?
Yeah.
Stop. Oh, Doug, not you.
Not you, dog.
Man.
When you have three games in the first half of the season where you get blown out, there's your answer, man. And one of them's against Cleveland.
Yeah, but you know what? They beat themselves up in most of those.
That's the problem. They suck.
Yeah, it is.
Like, in my honest opinion,
I mean, the Colts smacked them. The Colts
smacked them, right? And so did Cleveland. Like, it was just like,
come on, Cleveland didn't smack them. They just kept turning the ball over. Cleveland had like one good play.
And do you think the Ravens stopped playing in the fourth quarter because they felt bad for the Dolphins?
Because they felt bad? Sure. I'm sure that
No. They didn't stop playing. Lamar actually wanted more touchdowns. But when he didn't get it by that 7-minute mark and Harbaugh was like, no more, that's when he was frustrated. You can see it on camera. He was like, man, I wanted one more. You could tell. They dialed it down. Yeah, they dialed it down in the fourth.
Irrelevant anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug, it doesn't matter if we have a chance versus Buffalo. I'm with you, Doug. I mean, I would actually be disappointed if we won this game. What's the purpose? Can we at least maximize my future with a better draft
pick? Hold on. I will say this, and I wrote a column about this last week. The one thing I've learned from Tank from Tua, which I was a board chairman of,
you were the conductor. Forget you were.
I said I was a chairman. Damn.
Don't worry, Alan. They'll be calling him to Congress soon.
is just like winning is something you is habit. You make it a habit. It's a culture. Losing is also a culture, and that losing mentality, it lingers.
You know what I learned from that?
What
that? You wish for.
But we'll talk more about Buffalo on Friday, and we'll talk about how close it could be. But what now? What happens now? We have one more game, and then we have the bye, and then we have the Saints and the Jets, which to me, those two games are the measuring stick. To me, it's like, do you want that first overall pick? Because you lose those two games, you get the first. And then a lot of people look at the Commanders game and being like, oh, Jaden Daniels is out. Dolphins probably going to pull that one off. Don't count off Marcus Mariota. He played well in the games that Jaden wasn't there.
Didn't Marcus Mariota play Dolphins recently?
No. In fact, I looked it up. The last time Marcus Mariota played against the Dolphins was, Omar, you should remember this game, because it never ended. It was a 2018 season opener, the two lightning delays.
Yeah, I remember that.
Tennessee.
I streamed 10 hours that day.
I went home from the bar.
An hour and a half delay. Now here comes another an hour and a half delay. Oh, man. That was bad. That's the last time he played them.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota against the Raiders. So, again, do the Raiders have a better defense than Miami is what you got to ask yourself. 15 for 21, 207 yards, and a touchdown. They won 41-24 against the Raiders. So I don't think Mariota starting for the Commanders is really an instant win for Miami.
Here's a question I would ask you guys. If the Dolphins lose both, or even actually maybe even one of those against the Saints and the Jets, is that the final blow for Mike McDaniel being back in 2026, which I absolutely think is on the table?
100%. I've said that if they go into the Steelers game and they won like one more game going into the Steelers game, so they're a 3-win team, I think he gets fired. Because the Steelers game is a Monday night game. I think he gets fired after the Jets game if they beat the Jets, right? And they're a 3-win team. I think he gets fired, and I think you might even see, and I know we've talked about this before, you might see Tua get benched and might see Ewers in there for the last four games. Because at that point, what do you have at 3 wins? You got to see something.
Sure. I mean, not getting fired in season, though. But
you don't think so?
No. But I think that would preclude him coming back in 2026, which right now I absolutely do think is on the table.
If they do that again, I will be so mad.
There's absolutely no chance that Mike McDaniel will be back as Dolphins head coach.
Okay. You heard it first.
Listen.
I said it for career.
We are at rock bottom in regards to Steve Ross's biggest fear, which is apathy. this fan base. You don't know how many season ticket holders. People have had their season tickets for 25, 20 years. This fan base is done.
Then why wouldn't he have cut ties right now?
Because you're organically tanking. And
now you continuity.
Yeah. Omar, you could have tanked much easier by making the switch, going with an interim head coach.
Yeah, but when you've already been pow-pow by the league for tanking, we really know that's what.
No, but you're not. But here's the thing. Again, hear me out. You make the coaching change, Champ Kelly interim GM, Champ, get me some draft capital for next season, and boys, go out there, try to win as many games as you can with the roster that's left. Good luck with that. Again, if your premise of it can't get any lower and he doesn't want the apathy, to me, that were the time to do it. And we should revisit. Somebody bookmark this. Omar says no in hell Mike McDaniel's back in 2026, and I'm saying do not discount the possibility at all.
I think it's like a 20% chance that he's back. I don't think it's very high. And I think that if they did make the move, I think that would put a little spark that would probably win more games than Stephen Ross wants to, especially if it's Weaver.
I'm with Omar on this. If you don't make it to 8 games, you're done. If you don't make it to 8 games, I think that's it.
Think 8 wins you're talking about.
Omar, by the way, Omar just said – he said categorically, no matter what.
No, done.
Short of a playoff.
You can't sell this team. You can't sell this team to anybody. So returning Mike McDaniel, you can't sell it to free agents. Mm-hmm. You can't sell it to coaches and staff. You can't sell it to, hell, you're going to turn off GMs.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to turn off your season ticket holders. You're going to turn off your single ticket sales. Can't do it.
Here's why there is a possibility, though, Omar. It's the fact that we are so unsellable that you got to go past that. We're also maybe unsellable for the coach that we may want. And there's other things, like you said, talent, unsellable. So wouldn't you want to ride out the purging period with McDaniel? One more year, maybe ride it out while you're getting rid of contracts.
But then it's the same.
I mean, Mike is probably going to lose his team's attention, focus, commitment, dedication. I got it like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you know what? Let me say this, Omar. In my opinion, Mike already lost the team, but lucky him, you got guys playing for contracts. And there ain't many guys on this roster that has future guarantees. So they're auditioning for their next team too. You got a lot of guys. I mean, some quality guys too.
Right.
Brooks and I mean it's Brewer, Daniels, maybe even Austin Jackson could be on the move in the offseason. There are too many guys, and I always say this: it's hard to tell if you really have the team when you have a roster full of desperate players, because you can mistake the desperation or the hunger to want the next contract with, oh, he still has his team. I think when that whole Tua thing happened and McDaniel start getting all feisty, this team is like, man, let me just go out here and be the best version of me that I could be. I think it's a lot of me now, like individuals trying to worry about themselves.
Yep. You talked about Chubb earlier also. Dolphins more than likely going to move on from him because his cap number is too high. But so you don't think he wants to put good film out there to get a decent contract from somebody else?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I just don't know if it's really a McDaniels thing anymore for them.
No, correct. It's a good point you make there.
But you can't to piggyback off of what Omar said, if you keep him, you're doing essentially what you did with McDaniel. With you have to work with Tua. You have to work with the DC. You have to work with the special teams. No one wanted that job. That's why McDaniel became our head coach. So yeah, if you want to go out.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think people wanted the job. They weren't willing to pay the high-end salaries unless they got Sean Payton. They were so far in the backdoor channels trying to court Sean Payton that they let everybody else get hired. They had interest in Quinn. They had interest in Daboll. They just Really? Just
they didn't interview April.
Yeah, they interviewed Quinn too, I believe. I think they did.
No, I think Quinn. I think Quinn said no. I remember one of them said no, that they didn't want to go through
the April did interview. That I remember.
Yeah, it's a matter of
getting Quinn pulled out.
Quinn pulled out. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
is the job attractive or not? And I honestly don't even know that, to be honest with you. Because one, you could go get an executive, let's say John Dorsey or
Louis Riddick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about an established
GM. It's a running joke, Omar. I'm playing.
I love Louis Riddick, so don't
since when?
Yeah. I love Louis Riddick. Come on.
Yeah,
I don't know. I would have no concerns whatsoever about this franchise as Louis Riddick was put in
charge. That was the joke, Omar. I know you love
it. Yeah. Okay. But let's say they go hire John Dorsey or what's Tampa Bay's coach again? Former coach? Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians.
Because I really like Bruce, and I really think Bruce can.
Ray Agnew.
Yeah. Okay. Or Ray Agnew. Those guys will come with a staff. People will want to work for them. People will want to team up with them. The question is, how successful would they be in the long run? And truthfully speaking, I don't know, because I don't know what you're forcing on them. Obviously, you're probably going to force two on whoever comes here, because that's just the situation. You have him. He's not horrible. You got him for one more year, and you'll figure out what you do after that. But you're probably going to draft a quarterback, and then – maybe Joe Flacco him, like, you know, Lamar Jackson, if you're lucky, but or Jalen Hurts him, you know, what's that quarter? Carson Wentz him. At this point, who cares? Like, who cares as long as the property is fixed?
So I got a question for you. Say you have a GM, say the best GM candidates out there, but they don't want Tua. As an owner, would you do whatever it takes or whatever that GM wants to get rid of Tua?
Certain owners would, like Jacksonville did whatever their head coach wanted. And he turned them down and he said, what is that?
You can't get rid of him. He costs you more on the cap if he's off the roster than if he's on. And you're not.
You can do whatever you want in the NFL. You can do whatever you want.
But that makes business sense. To dump him, and then his cap number is higher than if you just keep him, if you want to make him a backup like Kirk Cousins.
They could sign a team with 10 undrafted rookies and put it on the field for one season. You can do whatever
now
you
talking.
Want.
So, you Alan, your whole
thing is that you want. You act like we're not down the pipeline of playing rookies and letting them learn the hard way already. Like,
now you're talking.
So, Alan, your whole thing is the reason you can't move off of Tua is because no one will trade for him in that contract. That's your thought process.
The combination of the contract and the fact that
somebody traded for Josh Rosen.
Look who did it.
Josh Rosen was a year out. Like, a verdict wasn't in on him. People know around the league what Tua is as a quarterback, his faults and his strengths and all that. Okay,
I'm better than Josh Rosen. Nasty
contract, injury history, and then the fact that the production has not been good, and you have to have everything around him.
So how much of that contract would transfer with Tua versus the dead cap that we take? That's what I'm always interested in. Because you trade him before June 1st, it's a $45 million dead cap. And then you trade him after June 1st. It's a 13 this year.
You have to trade him before June 1st if you're going to trade him, because nobody's going to wait for him until June.
How much of that contract goes with him and how much stays with us with that $45 million dead cap?
I don't know. I haven't looked into
it. Great question, because it's insanely complicated.
I don't do fantasy talk, fantasy land, because it ain't going to happen.
Thank you. They're not trading him. He's got a $39 million guaranteed base salary, so that immediately goes over to the next team, and he's got an option bonus. That part I'm a little hazy on. It's massively complicated, so it's at the very least $40 million.
Yeah.
We'll see. And that's where my question came in, that is if you have a GM that comes in that wants to move him as an owner. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how we can trade Tua. That's all I'm trying to do. Yeah. It's time. I said the same thing about Tannehill at that point, and I'm saying the same thing about Tua now. It's time to move off of Tua. It is what it is. So not one contract.
Doug, let me point out, I don't know if you guys were aware of what before the trade deadline, ESPN did a thing where everybody was proposing one ideal trade for each team. And the guy who did it for the Las Vegas Raiders, his proposal, ideal trade for the Raiders, was to acquire Tua for like a fourth-round pick, whatever, a sixth-round pick, I think it was. And then also the Dolphins give Las Vegas 2 second-round picks to absorb the contract. Does that sound good to you?
I would do 2/3.
You would give 2/3 to dump Tua on the Raiders?
A third in 2026 and a third in 2027?
Maybe. Didn't they just re-up Geno Smith? I think they did.
I don't know.
But that ain't working. That ain't working.
Mm-mm. If you're rebuilding, why are you giving away draft picks?
Who, Dolphins?
Yeah,
pretty much.
They could ride it out for one season or two.
Yeah.
Listen, I've already come to the realization that Tua Tagovailoa is a Miami Dolphin next season, okay? That's just the reality. And guess what? Just start building. He's a bridge quarterback right now for the Miami
Dolphins. What if he demands a trade?
It's just not financially feasible, even though I would have said the same thing about Jalen Ramsey, but they found a way to make it work.
Sorry, Tua, can't be done.
Yeah, I mean, you signed the contract. You know how difficult the contract is right now, and you're certainly not going to restructure your contract to facilitate a trade. Now, if you want to restructure your contract to facilitate a trade, let's figure it out. Mm-hmm. But I highly doubt he's going to do that. Somebody did that, too. Colin Kaepernick did that, and Deshaun Watson did that. Why? I have no damn idea why either of them did that. And
when did Deshaun Watson do that?
I know.
You mean in Cleveland?
Yeah, last year.
Oh, yeah, because he's still getting his money, though. It's a fully
guaranteed. I don't know about that.
He can do whatever y'all need to do.
No, he's getting all his money overall.
Money's fully really guaranteed. Why would he do that?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. All restructure.
Let me look it up.
They just added some void years.
Going to be interesting. We have 1,142 people in here. Nice. So be sure to hit that like button. We're very close to 10K. We're at 9,250 something. I don't have the exact number here. Sure to hit the subscribe button. If you're new, hit the like button. Let's get to these donations. Let's see what the people want to talk about. Start off with Ian with a $10 donation. Said, could it possibly be more Dolphins than firing the GM, but forcing the next GM to keep the coach so we don't get a good GM? Yeah, pretty much. Another half measure like firing Flores and not firing Greer. This is a flat circle. Yeah. 1,000%, and that's why you can't do that. You have to just clear it out, man.
Is a flat circle a real term?
It is now.
RJ said, would it be wise to keep McDaniel on tour next year to take our lumps with another lost season to get out of cap hell to make the job more attractive for a new GM/coach in 2027 starting fresh? So you would keep Kelly, I'm assuming, in that situation, Kelly and McDaniel. But then Kelly's a lame duck at that point.
Unless, Doug, the mandate is you got 1 year, 2026, show me what the three of you got. If it's good enough, we'll move on. If not, then I'm blowing it all up and starting completely from scratch.
He cannot sell any of that.
Do you think what's happened over the last few days with only Greer gone and no trades at the trade deadline really is selling a whole lot?
You got one trade at the trade deadline. You traded your top defender.
Correct.
We're talking about no trade.
It was not the top defender, but we can
argue. The top defender?
My performance this season is Jordan Brooks. Come on.
Okay. Who you think a team is going to put out a third-round pick for Jordan Brooks? Just answer the question. Yes or no?
Because edge defenders are more valuable than inside linebackers.
So again, the top defender.
Zach Sealer. Not that he's performed like his first ever season.
You think a team is going to give a third round pick for Zach Sealer?
I'm not giving you Jalen Phillips. Sorry.
Noel B with the fiver says Champ should have got Jerry Jones drunk and put the Dolphins roster in front of him.
Who said he didn't?
I was waiting for.
Oh yeah, but Jerry pulled off some better trades. I mean, I'm sure the Dolphins were like Jerry said yesterday. I got two trades done, and literally he ain't had no trades done. He was just like, I'm gonna make two, at least two. He's like, I got the Dolphins trades in my back pocket, but I can pull them out.
I don't get anything better. I'll make the Dolphin trade.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, listen, he got some pretty good trades.
We were the backup.
This is funny.
If he didn't get the linebacker and Quinton Williams, he was going to get Minka and Chubb. Watch. That's probably what would have happened.
Although somebody made the point, 31st ranked defense in the NFL makes a trade with the 32nd ranked defense in the NFL for a linebacker who got benched. Man,
together, they might be the 25th defense in the NFL.
With the $2 donation set, at least they didn't trade Eichenberg. Whew.
Hey, man, Eichenberg not coming back this season, and I told you, y'all going to miss him. I told you you're going to miss him.
Yeah. Noel B with the fiver says, it's sad the Jets had more assets to offload than the Dolphins did, kind of an indictment of Greer's time here.
They had more high-end assets. I don't know.
They paid when they signed both of those deals. Quinton Williams, I actually liked his contract, but
he's a player, too. I like
Sauce Gardner? Mm-hmm. Like, Sauce hadn't been good in, like, 2 years.
I call him Grabby Magoo, finally getting called for it. And now he blames that he's on a bad team that he's getting called for it finally. Yeah. You were always grabbing. You were always on a bad team. There's no difference. Flamingo Boot with the tenor says, suck for who? For me, it's too early to dictate who is the best in the draft. But if you want a quarterback, the hot name right now is Mendoza.
It's the hot name, but I'm told by people who actually know the position that they want Sellers. Sellers has the most upside. Not to say that I agree, but they're like, put him on a better team, put him on the Hurricanes, he'd be killing it. I don't necessarily agree. There's the Alabama quarterback. I actually like him.
No Alabama quarterbacks allowed.
He doesn't want to bring the fan base over again.
Yeah, right. Oh, man, if
my gosh.
Oh, is Sellers this year's Lamar Jackson?
Or is it gonna be Anthony Richardson?
Ooh. Yeah, it's like you got that slippery slope, man. Stephen Ross might want Sellers and he might
man. I thought about this today. I'm shocked that Shador didn't get moved. He's got to be working his way out of there. And I don't think it's a bad option for Miami. Not at all.
I said that today. That would have been a nice, maybe send two to Cleveland. That would have been a nice unload. Well, Allen, I'm talking about pay Cleveland to take him. How about that?
Dante Moore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they don't already have a quarterback with a nasty contract on their roster. Oh, wait a second, they do.
Maybe we should trade quarterback with nasty contract for quarterback with nasty contract.
At least we'll have an upside.
4 years later, the two of the Deshaun Watson trade.
Cleveland is not interested in Tua. I know that.
He would die there.
Yeah.
Sancho the Fiverr says, I just want to say when all you guys are on, the show is great. When even one is missing, it's not the same. Love this live. I appreciate that, Sanch. Some love for me.
I know, not right? Always,
but I missed you, Doug. It. They just tag team me all day, all night.
That's the only reason.
Omar was talking reckless without you, Doug.
Omar was defending his back, getting chairs smashed on his head.
It was a handicap match. Oh, man. Ian with the fiver says, normally I dread daddy coming home to spank us, but hopefully, God, I need to read that. Hopefully it will make Ross realize he has to go scorched earth coach and quarterback on this offseason.
He's right. A truly embarrassing loss.
I think it's going to be like the Panthers game, the Buffalo Panthers game. I think it's going to be like that. Mm-hmm.
We'll put up a fight. Y'all start. We'll
big, fact, big factor to consider. The letdown factor. Hmm? Buffalo just beat Kansas City. If you're a believer in the letdown factor, you're going from that game, which means a hell of a lot to the Bills, to playing the Dolphins, who are 2-7.
What if Tua has a historic game against Buffalo on Sunday?
Six picks?
Five touchdowns. Runs one in.
A positive historic.
350 yards.
We know, Omar. We know.
Then, Doug, would you be mad considering you want them to
No, lose? I'm indifferent at this point.
Is there anything that could change your tune and get you back on our side, Doug? Why are you going to scoff at me?
Hold on. We need to break down. Who is this our side? Who else would you want?
I'm done. It needs that. Well, we need it.
Done.
I'm done. Scorched earth. God, no. The only way things are going to change, and the fact that like this, it's floating out there that McDaniel might be back is just pissing me off.
Don't believe any of that. They told you they weren't going to fire anybody in it either.
I know. I kept telling people Greer ain't making it to you. Said, yeah, yes. Look what they said.
Telling you, man.
Then he got fired.
Don't dismiss the possibility, Omar. You know as well as I do that the national guy, when they do reports on like the inner workings of the Dolphins, obviously it comes from somewhere. And
you know where it comes from.
You exactly. And when all three of them are saying in the last,
you know exactly where it comes from. And I don't buy it.
Okay.
I don't buy it because that's what are you going to say to the players right now? You're going
to
say,
you don't need to say anything.
No. You need to say Mike is here to stay.
Correct.
They could actually care what he says.
And you can stop it at that and not tack on to like, want to say through next year. I am telling. And again, this is a guy, he signed them to a contract extension when he had 2 years remaining on his deal.
He was a hot coach. He was McGenius back then.
He hasn't won a playoff game.
He was still McGenius. Well, he ran the hottest offense in the NFL. He was innovative and was going to change football.
I said what I said.
Anyway, John C. with the $25 donation, he said, do we get any potential compensatory picks if we lose Chubb, Minka, or Douglas at the end of the year? Probably not, as they won't sign big contracts. I'm tired of playing the comp pick game.
One, you're going to cut Chubb. You're going to trade Minka. Your Rasulas are going to be a free agent. Maybe you get a seventh round for. He's playing pretty well. I'm a little surprised that they traded him. I wouldn't be surprised if Rasul Douglas is out for the rest of the year with a broken toe.
You got that factor too now. All right. I didn't get traded. I'm on a contract year. Man, I might need to dial this down. Am I really gonna go risk a season-ending injury and end my stock?
Career-ending injury. Yes.
By the way, Ken, so, like Omar pointed out, Chubb and Minka are under contract through next year and beyond. So they will not get your compensatory pick, even if they're not on the team next year. And with Douglas, it depends on the contract he signs, and also if the Dolphins lose more compensatory free agents than they sign.
I guess he could hope and pray that Weaver gets a head coaching job to try to get comp picks there, but we'll see. Flamingo Boot with the Fiver says, which of these teams can bring two first rounders? The Jets had talent. We have bargain bin players. Both of them suck. So does it really matter at the end of the day?
The Jets have unloaded a lot of their high salary guys.
Nobody on the Dolphins would have fetched two first round picks. Nobody.
No. And now with three firsts, which I don't think they're going to use all three firsts. They'll probably move up probably for a quarterback this year. And then next year, probably for Smith, the Jets receiver.
Move up from what, one?
No, they have two next year. 27.
Correct. They have two next year, 3 and 27.
There it is. They'll probably move up in 27 to get Smith, the wide receiver.
They might get Mendoza. I think they're going to get their number one overall pick.
I think they go for the strong arm quarterback as well. I think.
Yeah, I think they go ahead and get.
Huh?
Are you becoming an arm?
The two family with play. The 20 said, with all the doom and gloom that's inevitable, what are at least two positives going into 2026 season? Side note, if we bring back Flipper and the tank from the late 60s, maybe it would bring good luck. I agree with that aspect. Mm-hmm. Positives in 2026? Positive. New GM.
Patrick Paul.
World of a difference.
Yeah, Patrick Paul.
Positive in 2026, I think. H-M. All these rookies that you are seeing struggle now might actually play better. Let's hope.
Growth.
Very, very nice.
John C. with the tenor says playing quarterbacks, pays quarterbacks.
Pat's QB. That's a typo. Pat's QB.
Oh, thank you. Should have lost the game to the Falcons last week. Falcons cut the kicker. Bucks will take care of the Pats this week. That was a close game last week against the Falcons.
And Omar, by the way, just since you're the passer rating king, he didn't have his best game. His passer rating was still over 100.
Okay.
Who was that?
Drake May.
Oh, yeah. He had three touchdowns, one interception.
NFL passer rating, Omar.
Yeah. Two more games of that, and he breaks the NFL record all time. I think he just passed Mahomes with most consecutive games over 100 passer rating.
Ian with the fiver says, why it got to be May? If you redraft the class, May goes one. Daniels, Caleb May, maybe goes two. You watch May versus the Bills, and the talent leaps off the TV. No denying that.
Thank you, Ian.
No denying that.
Eric. Tickling my throat. Yeah,
right. Getting all choked up here. Talking about quarterback.
He's like the Bengals. He's choking right now. Oh, yeah. Eric with the fiver said the Jets ripped off the Band-Aid today. The Dolphins added more Neosporin.
Well done.
Oh, man. Ian with the tatter says, Omar, when we've been losing for 25 years, tanking isn't going to change the culture. Get a true elite quarterback and a good coach will. I don't know if there's an elite in this class. You got to start taking swings. Omar, I've been following Omar on Twitter for almost a decade now, and that man has consistently said, keep drafting a quarterback until you get one. So I agree 1,000% with that one.
I would have taken Shador at fifth. I would have. Yeah, at that point, no harm in doing it. But
should have.
They want to avoid the Shador drama, which you've seen play out in Cleveland.
Yeah, we would have been beating the table for him right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. He would have been starting already.
Yeah. Hey, might be in playoff contention.
That's something we're going to deal with next year, because if Tua is still here, which, again, seems more likely, they better have a real competition. that's one way you could change the
culture. Still won't.
Nope. They don't believe in it.
I've come to the realization 2027.
They don't believe in it.
2027, we'll see another quarterback, though.
John C. with another tenor says, problem for Tank for Tua was they won too many games. They didn't take Tua number one overall. I remember the Bengals sitting the Red Rifle so they could have pick one. Go ahead, Alan.
The Red Rifle played the last five games of the regular season, so that's revisionist history. And it's not – Dolphins, by the way, did try to get Joe Burrow offered three number ones, and the Bengals said, no, we're good.
Should have been
fine. They said, no, we're good.
Yep.
That means Ross still can't stay healthy. If 2020 was done all over again, Herbert probably goes one to Cincy. But then again, Herbert.
Knowing what you know now, are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. But then Herbert has to deal with that offensive line. And I don't know if he survives as much as Burrow. Hey,
somebody showed the stat where Flacco's been sacked significantly less than Burrow has.
And he has a better – I think he has a better rating and stuff.
The Bengals are number two in the league for most sacks allowed. And guess who's number one? Herbert and the Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
Oh, God, and they lost both their tackles.
And they slid in a late trade.
They slid in a late trade?
They did.
Offensive tackle slash guard.
Who?
From the Saints.
Former first-round pick Trevor Penning, who actually has got demoted because he sucks.
So at the last minute, they slid that in.
By the way, guys, do you know who worked out for them today? They had a tryout for offensive linemen.
Isaiah Lewin.
No. Eric Flowers. Remember Eric Flowers?
What?
Hasn't played in the NFL since 2021 at a trial. Do you remember the name? I can
tell the story when Eric Flowers tried to fight me.
Oh, pray tell.
Really?
Y'all never heard that one?
No.
Jesus. You got to be nicer to people, Omar.
yeah. People
Alan, get this man in check. You got to be in his right pocket.
Yeah, he needs security.
He was a UM prospect. Mm-hmm. It was his pro day. It was after his pro day. I had written something about him that upset him. I didn't even know him. I see him in a flea market at a jewelry store where the people who make the UM chain, the
183rd
turnover chain. Mm-hmm. I forget what their AJ's jewelry. This man like confronts me. Like,
wow.
Wants to beat my ass. And I'm like, this is before he's even playing for the Jets. I think I said something about him he's not a tackle, he's a guard. And that like upset him, set him off. And I don't even remember if he remembered me from I think he did, because I think he knew who I was. So, but
grown man. Yeah. Grown man.
No, but he was something that was a little off with him, which is
as y'all. Now he's coming back after all you.
Right, he gonna pull back up now.
You thought you were done with that guy. You thought you were done with that guy.
If the man is off, you don't stay the man is off. Oh man. Sandra with the fiber says Ross is the culture. Ross is the problem. Pass the torch. When will that happen?
Who? Ross passed the torch of what?
The team.
When he dies.
Oh, so he's taking it. He's taking it to all the way.
Unless they force his hand.
Is there a board? Or is it him?
No, it's him.
It's his 31 other owners.
So they can force the hand. Gotcha.
You would have to do something pretty extreme.
Like Washington. There's multiple years of depositions and before we get to trial. So
it was the Panthers, right? That the owner said he felt like he was running a prison. Was it the Panthers?
Jerry Richardson. Some, I believe it was, yes.
And then they forced him out too.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to force Ross out.
No, because he's not a bad owner. He does what he needs to win. It's just he's just making the wrong decisions.
Yeah, but you can't compromise the competitive integrity of the NFL.
Agreed. RC with the $2 donation said, your thoughts on the future head coach 2026? I got a list of 9. I keep bringing up the one, Darren Rizzi. I would love that.
That's never going to happen, but I love Darren. I love Rizzi.
I love Rizzi too.
With the Fiverr says Tua and McDaniel are like yin and yang at this point. Have to get rid of both at the same time. I don't know, man. They've been squabbling a little bit.
They have not been squabbling. They are both in this thing together. And I can promise you Tua does not want to have to learn a new offense.
And that's what McDaniel needs to do to have a last chance at saving himself. Distance yourself now.
Mm-hmm. No, you distance yourself now. You don't get another head coaching job ever again. You got to resurrect Tua and get him back to the point where he's in a top 15.
I don't. So you're.
Funny thing is, though, here, let me real quick. We'll talk about stats real quick. Outside of his interceptions, which are horrible, he's like 10 in passing yards, 6th in touchdowns. His completion percentage is like 14th, but
it's 14th.
That's mid. Wonderful.
The both of you down here jumping down my throat when Omar literally said, get him back up to 14. That's what I'm telling you. That's who he is, and he sucks. Can you let me finish what I'm going to say before you judgy bastards start talking?
I was just laughing, bro. I was just
laughing. Wow. Oh, we're going to clip that.
Sorry, dog. The both of you with your faces and you're laughing down there. And I was about to say, there is no change in him because I think the hip injury is starting to get worse, and his mechanics are out the window. I think he's only going to get worse. But you don't let me finish.
What do you mean his mechanics are out the window? His mechanics, there's nothing wrong with his mechanics.
His throws are bad.
They are not into his throws. He cannot step into his throws.
But it's not like it was. His offensive line being bad isn't a new thing. And he was making better throws.
I'm not gonna
make listen. When it comes to Tua Tagovailoa at this point, it's not about his stats. It's not about whether he can stay healthy. It's not about any of that anymore. We officially have a quarterback, and it's starting to show up on film, that has to make business decisions in key moments. You can't have that. You will always be limited. He is making business decisions in key moments, and he's been told to, but you can't have that. That is a massive limitation, and it's showing up now.
How about the massive limitation is the fact that he's got two offensive weapons, two offensive linemen, and a bad defense.
Like Drake May did last year?
What did May do? Anything special last year?
Man, I don't think so.
His numbers weren't great, TD.
I'm not talking about the numbers, what we saw from him. That's why he kept getting the opportunity.
Flash 3-4 more times like he played against Atlanta. Y'all know.
We already know who he is. We know what we're going to get. We know against, depending on the opponent, why we're going to get it. We already know. The problem with Tua, there is no mystery. What is he going to do today? There is no real mystery anymore. You can almost call your games now. Play a great team, go ahead and pick the over on picks. Play a bad team, go ahead, give him some love on no picks. So however you want to slice it.
We'll have one good game against a good team.
Going to beat a good team one day, and I'm rubbing in all y'all faces.
No, he does that. he beats good teams every once in a while. It's just not consistent.
When's the last time?
The man has to be consistent. Anyway, Eric with the fiver said, Ram, why bring back McDaniel? He'll be on the hot seat again while in the beginning of a rebuild. Better not draft a quarterback if he stays. Browns 2.0. John C. with another tenor says, 32 head coaching jobs in the NFL. Only coach that turns us down as another option. Easy to look good coaching after this.
Hold on. What jobs are going to be open? Let's see.
Titans.
Probably Browns. Giants. Maybe Browns. The Browns.
Raiders?
I like Miami's chances with that.
It is, and that's what they have. They have if it's
Pittsburgh
Miami.
Nosedives, then maybe Pittsburgh, but I don't think they're going to nosedive. I think they're going to be trending.
They're going to win the division or make the playoffs. They always do, and then they'll get smacked around the first round.
Ian says with the tour says job is attractive if you pick your quarterback and your coach. Talk about the GM spot, which Flamingo Boot with the fiver says, will the Finns get comp picks if Chubb? No. They are under contract, so they'd have to be cut.
Douglas, Matthew, Judon. Who else is contract that expiring? And Judon's not going to sign for anything.
That's Brooks, right?
No. Brooks is one more year.
Yeah.
Him and Aaron Rodgers. Him and Aaron Brewer. A-Ron Brewer.
He was the 3-year guy. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
NFL ref fan. How dare you be an NFL fan with a $2 donation? Said extend to it now before his value rises.
There's a thought.
That was either very funny or very delusional.
Oh man, Evan Stones with the tennis says today's show. We're going to keep Kelly as the GM and McDaniels as the coach with Tua McDaniel. So you got me to say his name wrong. Only added one day to pick. This job isn't attractive to any GM. They will wait another year and roll the dice.
Nah, GM jobs are attractive.
Not when you're you dictated your coach and your quarterback.
You know what?
You're a good enough candidate that you can wait a year if you're in a good situation.
Let me push back on that, Alan.
Push back.
I think it's still attractive for a general manager because all that does is buy you a minimum of 2 years to get started without somebody criticizing.
To build a foundation.
Yeah. Like if you come in and this team sucks and whatever you're doing early with McDaniel. I'm getting
fired after 2 years now.
Yeah, but in this situation, you already have what you call a quarterback and a coach on the hot seat. You got at least 2 years to fire him and say, all right, now I'm going to do it my way. You got that built in situations like this.
And you got a patient owner.
But. Yeah.
Uncle Ron with the tenor said, I chanted sell the team versus the Ravens. Some people clapped along, yet most looked at me as if I was an alien. Why do the Dolphin fans lack passion when fans of other franchise would be up in arms? They were up in arms. I just don't think they wanted to chant that. Why? I don't know. But no, yeah. They're wearing brown paper bags on their heads. Like they
yeah,
were
that's typical. The chant sell the team. I promise you that would you're gonna see fire and brimstone. You do that. Like do that at the Hard Rock Stadium.
Mm-hmm. John C with the $25 donation. He said Dante Moore. IDM.
What does IDM mean, by the way? Hey, buddy?
I don't know.
Don't matter. I don't know. Isn't Dante Moore short, though?
Yes.
I thought he was 6'2". Is what
Dante Moore, and he's athletic. That's the Oklahoma kid, right?
No, Oregon, I think.
The Oregon kid. Oregon kid played Mendoza, right? And lost Mendoza. Okay.
Of course, there's no heights.
Mark Gomez with the tenor says, get rid of them all. Been the stadium ever since we moved from Orange Bowl.
It's been the stadium ever since we moved from the Orange Bowl. We haven't won a Super Bowl. Yeah, okay. I'm mad. It is indeed built on Indian burial ground. So. Mm-hmm.
Didn't they bring in like shamans to like take the stuff out and like bless the grounds?
I don't know.
Apparently, I didn't do it enough. Edward with the tennis. Dog
Johnson was listed as 6'3", 206.
6'3"? Yeah. Edward with the tenor says McDaniel has a complex offensive scheme. No other coach could call the plays, or the players couldn't learn another offense scheme that quick. Only reason McDaniel stays this year.
Not true.
You can have Darrell Bevell be the head coach, or you can
and
have
his offensive coaches have been with him for the last 3 years or 4 years. Actually, you don't think they could run the offense the rest of the year?
Garb Grunt with the tour said Jets with 8 top 50 picks over the next 3 seasons.
Okay, and when the Dolphins had a harem of draft picks, what happened in the end 4 to 5 years later? They couldn't afford to re-sign them all.
And they didn't maximize the picks also.
I mean, they couldn't even afford to sign the ones that they did maximize.
Yeah. John C. with another tenor says, I'm worried about getting the first overall pick. We might get the pick in late and miss it. He also with another tenor said they sat him against us poop.
John, I hate to do this to you, my man. Looking right here. Andy Dalton, 2019, Miami 38, Cincinnati 35 in overtime. Andy Dalton, 33 for 56, 396 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. No, he did not sit. Sorry, John.
Uncle Ron with the fiver says, I believe Ross would rather keep F1 and tennis at the stadium than win a playoff game. Do the players sense the country club atmosphere?
Everybody attack Ross. Ross, that's the kind of owner I want. I'm sorry. He's the type of owner I want. He's cutting checks.
King Henny, been a member for 5 months. He says, ooh. I want a head coach that makes halftime adjustments. You know what's funny? I saw a clip of, I think it was Peyton Manning, and it was some other coaches talking about there are no halftime adjustments. He said, Peyton Manning literally said, we have enough time to go in, eat something, sit down, and then go back out. He was like, we don't make halftime adjustments. We just don't call the plays that they didn't call in the first half, which blew my mind. I thought they sit there and they're like, all right, we got to make these changes. He was like, no, they do it on the sideline. There's no halftime adjustments.
It's really with the coordinators calling their game better based off of what the other team was doing in the first half.
Number one Heat fan with the fire says, how many teams bring another quarterback to challenge their current starters?
The good teams. The good ones.
Patrick Mahomes.
Or to prepare for a success, to have a succession plan. Patrick Mahomes, what the Packers do all the time.
The Packers, that's the Packers' MO. They've had three quarterbacks over the past, 30 years?
Packers.
The Eagles drafted
Jalen Hurts
and Carson Wentz.
Baltimore.
Dallas. Seahawks. Dallas. Romo to Dak.
No. Okay.
Yeah, Ravens.
I mean, it technically, yeah.
Or Flacco, yep.
RJ with the $2 donation said, hashtag judgy bastards. I got to keep him in line somehow. That's the only way I could keep him in line. Uncle Ron with the tenor says, Tua not throwing a Hail Mary from the 50-yard line versus the Ravens, preferring to be sacked rather than have his noodle arm exposed on prime time, was the most pathetic act I've ever seen from a quarterback.
I would have to see the coach's film. I didn't pay attention to that play because I didn't care. Was anybody open? Was anybody? It could be a situation
it's the
last
and a half. You have to check it, Omar.
It's a Hail Mary, Omar.
I know, but it could have been like the Seattle play where y'all are criticizing Skylar Thompson for just getting crushed when Jalen Waddle ran out of bounds, making himself ineligible.
Everybody was running down there, Omar. Everybody was getting ready, and he had time.
John C with the 20 says IDM means I don't miss.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
The Dolphins do. Dolphin 02 at the tour says, why have the Finns been in a cycle of sucks since 04?
Yes. Don't pick
the right people.
The answer is yes.
I wrote a column in the Miami Herald.
Go check it out.
That reminds you of, remember, smartest guy that's been here since Jimmy Johnson, Poupart, is who?
Bill Parcells.
Alan Poupart.
How much did Bill Parcells absolutely botch it and fail here? Running off Jason Taylor. Running off Zach Thomas.
So dumb.
Hold on. Zach Thomas got run off because he got a concussion in his 12th year in the NFL.
He still play for the Dallas Cowboys. You didn't have to run him off.
There was no sentimentality involved with him, nor was there with Jimmy Johnson, because one of the first things Jimmy Johnson did, first of all, was we don't talk about the past. Number two, there used to be an awards banquet that the Dolphins did, and Jimmy Johnson came in and he put the kibosh on that. So they were in the same mold. But go ahead.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. That's great. But Jake Long, the Chad Haney situation where you missed on Flacco.
Was Pat White under Barcelona?
Pat White was drafted a year after Chad Haney, because Pat White was going to revolutionize football, become the new Lamar Jackson. Right. Like, even the geniuses just absolutely whiffed. The problem is you've been very unfortunate at the quarterback position, and you refuse as an organization, if you want to put the one consistent in there, you refuse as an organization to have QBs compete. Refuse.
I will make it simpler. Dolphins have made bad decision after bad decision after bad decision after bad decision after bad decision at quarterback. Whether it was Jamar Fletcher over Drew Brees, whether it was Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees, whether it was
Drew Brees.
there were other ones.
Aaron Rodgers. It's like
Ronnie Brown over Aaron Rodgers.
yeah. No B with the fiver says Oregon Duck fan here. Take a pass on Dante, less talented Kaepernick. Interesting. Number one Heat fan with the tenor says the one time Tua had a decent offensive line, he was in the running for league MVP. Can we give the man an offensive line like the other quarterbacks have? That's going to start a whole conversation.
Yeah, but his last line is completely incorrect when he says, like all the other QBs have, that is flat out not true.
Like I said, no excuses. Sands with the tenor says someone should have a Twitter cut with Tua saying, show me the money after each of his interceptions, followed by Omar's question about interceptions and bunches and Tua's response. Damn.
Oh, that's wow. Bunches.
Wow.
John G with the tether said, just crazy. Testing
you. You betrayed me.
Dolphin 02 said, Finn should have drafted Breeze and let Fiedler mentor him. We had multiple chances to get Drew Breeze.
There's somebody in the organization who wanted Drew Breeze, and another person with some sway decided, no, he's too short. Doesn't meet our standards. And the Dolphins wasn't bad enough. If it wasn't bad enough that they bypassed him, they took a zone cornerback when they were playing man-to-man. When they were playing man-to-man, and they already had two decent starters by the name of Sam Madison and Patrick.
It wasn't Buckley on the team too.
I don't think T-Buck was on. T-Buck came back, I think, a little bit later, I believe.
Nick with the tenor said, "Am I a bad dad for introducing my 2-year-old to this team? Generational trauma. Fins up." I got a funny quick story, and then we're getting out of here. I think it was the day before Halloween, my daughter's sitting on the couch with me. She's 4, going to be 5 in December. She looks at me and she goes, "Dad, I want to be a Dolphins and Mets fan." And if you ever seen Billy Madison, I grabbed that little girl's face. I said, "Never say that again." You stay here as long as you can. Anyway, go check out Omar Kelly at Miami Herald and Alan Poupart, Miami Dolphins on SI. TD Finstalk on youtube.com/TD Finstalk. John C says Terrell Fletcher with the $2 donation. And you could check me out youtube.com/Dougley Doran. We'll be back Friday, 6:30. Gonna preview the Buffalo Bills game. How bad is it gonna be? But other than that, we'll catch you on the next one.
Is that a Whiplash reference?
We're gonna win. Fletcher?
All right, guys.
I say things at the end and then I hit the button. Bye.
All right.